We may be in the calm before the storm. Get ready.
Mr. President, allow me to address you at this time in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by global conspiracies against God and humanity.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today we are airing part two of our two-part series on the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. Does this organization have apocalyptic goals? We believe it is a tremendous end-time force, but not for God. Joining Jan again this week are Pastor Brandon Holthouse and Pastor Billy Crone to unpack this enormous last-day scheme. Their plans are hiding in plain sight. Here is today's programming.
You'll forgive my use of a sports metaphor, but we're not in the final seconds of the game anymore, nor are we in overtime anymore. We're in sudden death. You know what that means? The next score ends the game. It's game over. I believe this created crisis is that, and it may be that which ushers in the Antichrist, and with him, the dawn of the new age. Why do you say it like that, Pastor? For a reason. I'll explain why. It's the age of Aquarius, the new age, the golden dawn, the dawn of the new age, the great awakening into the light, out of the darkness into the light. It's a false light. It's a Luciferian light, which is what Lucifer means, by the way, light bearer. It's a false light. He appears as an angel of light. And when he appears in the form of the Antichrist, he will possess this man. Satan will possess this man, the Antichrist. Satan himself, not demons. He will be satanically possessed.
Welcome to part two of our two-part series. And it's looking at the Great Reset, which is hiding in plain sight. My guests have returned from last weekend, and they include Pastor Brandon Holthouse, Rock Harbor Church, Bakersfield, California, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. But I need to set the stage first because many of you listening didn't even hear part one. It is on my website under radio. You can find it other places as well on our YouTube channel, hopefully, unless it's been taken down. So let me reset the stage for the new people. Within a week, some of you have also forgotten some of the details just because that's our human mind and we're so bombarded. As I said before, wherever I go online, I am reading about this great reset. It's hiding in absolutely plain view. And this may be the biggest change agent in modern history. It's a product of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. It's the blueprint for the New World Order, to be very blunt. It's the formation of the One World Government outlined in Revelation 13. I believe it is the agency that will install the Antichrist. Now, for the Christian, as we said last week, the Great Reset is the rapture of the church. But how much does the Christian go through in the stage setting phase of all of this? And that's what we're seeing now. The World Economic Forum plan is quite bluntly of Satan. It's a last days debacle that the unbelieving world is deceived into believing is the answer to everything. And it's why they had to somehow remove President Donald Trump. He was standing in the way of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. That's why you've seen the turmoil the last 4 years. But if you talk like I'm talking and my two guests are talking, you will be called a conspiracy theorist. So we've had lockdowns, you can't leave your home, got to turn in friends and neighbors and even family members if they don't go along with the climate of fear that was installed by the movers and shakers as it concerns COVID-19. An illness, certainly serious, but nonetheless, it does have a 99% survival rate. That was the crisis that came along that caused the world to do an about-face and put brakes on everything in society. We're actually getting a totalitarian system installed because of a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Now, what I'd like to do, and you may think, well, Jan, this is a repeat program, but there are so many listening to part two that never heard part one. I'm going to replay the feature produced by CBN News that outlines the plan of the globalists. It's just 4 minutes, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about how does the church fight back? How do we prepare let's say the church is going to go through the setup process for a year, 2 years. How do we behave? How do we react? How do we fight back? How do we cope? We'll talk about some of those things that outlines the detailed plan of the globalists, the one worlders, to install the World Economic Forum Great Reset.
Here's a video of your future. If some people at the World Economic Forum get their way, they say you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Energy will be green, rationed, and expensive, and travel will be restricted. Even your diet will be controlled, and currency will be digital. This left-wing dystopian dream is called the Great Reset, and you're supposed to be excited about it.
The Great Reset has been labeled a conspiracy theory, and even sounds like a conspiracy theory. But everything we know about it comes from the global elites themselves, who have been quite open about it.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a well-documented movement among many of the world's most powerful people.
Justin Haskins is a leading authority on the Great Reset.
Fundamentally, this is a radical and complete transformation of everything that we do in our society to control people's behaviors, to control businesses, and to move society in the direction that you want to move it. It will change the way businesses are evaluated. It'll coerce businesses to pursue left-wing causes.
The Great Reset was unveiled at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where many of the world's most powerful people go to offer solutions to the world's problems. And the World Economic Forum sees the coronavirus pandemic as a historic opportunity to change the way the world operates.
Right now we're facing a crisis of international proportion. It's going to have long-term impact for us.
Their solution is essentially global socialism. Think of the Green New Deal combined with the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, and throw in something called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which technology is supposed to radically change the way we live and work. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum.
What the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
It has the support not only of world leaders, but of global corporations like MasterCard and BP, brought to you by people who think they know what's best for you.
By giving the elites, the technocrats in society, the most educated people, the ability to manipulate society, pull the levers in society, and manage and manipulate society so that it's, in their minds, perfect.
But a Trump re-election would blow a massive hole in the Great Reset. 1 week before the election, Italian Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano wrote an open letter to the president, warning him that the Great Reset is inhuman, faceless tyranny that seeks to subdue all of humanity, and that President Trump and the United States are the wall against the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness.
Over the past 4 years, Donald Trump has been the single greatest roadblock for people who are pushing this internationalist, globalist sort of agenda.
The elites at Davos are now counting on a Biden victory for their Great Reset to go forward. The World Economic Forum and the Biden campaign even share the same slogan, Build Back Better.
To build back better.
It's also a phrase you've heard being used by Justin Trudeau, by the Pope, by the Prince of Wales, and by leaders around the world.
English journalist and author James Dellingpole.
You'd be amazed by how many world leaders are on board with this globalist plan, even people that claim to be conservative. This is worse than Nazism. This is worse than communism. This is worse than fascism. These guys are planning on taking over the whole world.
We'll hear more about the Great Reset when the World Economic Forum meets again in January. And whether he's in the White House or not, Donald Trump is expected to be a force, which could remain a problem for the hopeful backers of the Great Reset.
Now I'd like to bring on my two guests. They joined me last week and are back this week. Pastor Brandon Holthouse, Rock Harbor Church, rockharborchurch.net, Bakersfield, California. I actually spoke there, I believe it's a year ago today, spending my January last year in California. My how things changed quickly in 1 year. Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Thanks, Jan.
And I played that clip last weekend. I played it this week. It's in 4 minutes. It tells the story quickly. But here's the thing. Now we've laid out the plan both last week and we're getting into laying out the plan this weekend in part two. Folks are trying to tell people, their loved ones, their neighbors, their working associates, their family members, this is coming down the pike. You need to get ready, really meaning spiritually ready. And they're laughed at. They're told you're a conspiracy nut. And they're so frustrated because here we have the truth. We even have the plan. It's all outlined. We're trying to expose it. And people can't even get an audience to talk about it. Brandon, address that.
Yeah, I like to use the phrase that John Loeffler uses. He says, your lack of being informed does not make me a wacko.
There you go.
I think that's the problem, is the society's uninformed. The church is uninformed.
Yes.
This willful ignorance, because Jan, all anyone has to do is look up what we're saying. They say it themselves. It's not a conspiracy when they say it. People's willful ignorance of this information is on them. It's not on you and I. It's a defensive mechanism that they do to not accept the reality of what we're saying.
Yes.
It's easier for them to just call us a wacko, conspiracy nut, because they don't have the information. And I think that's the problem right now.
Billy Crone, how do you handle it when we have the truth and we're told we're nut jobs? I'm hearing from so many people that they're trying to spread the wealth around here of info that we have. It's all online. You can find this. It's not hiding. All of this is hidden in plain view, and nobody has the ears to hear.
If somebody shares that with me in person, I generally, Jan, shake their hand and say, welcome to the Wacko Club. What I do share is, oh, by the way, realize that this is par for the course for the days that we live in. This is all part of Bible prophecy. Not just what we're talking about, the Great Reset, which I believe is the Antichrist kingdom and the seven-year tribulation, but people's response to sharing the truth, even the truth about this Great Reset. Peter said, this is a sign you're in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of society?
Right.
A scoffing, mocking society. Well, guess what? We're there. And the point is, we don't get hopeless. We don't get disgruntled. The scripture says we have the privilege to, 1 Corinthians 3, plant and to water. Only God can give the increase.
Yes.
And the fact that we get to share the truth with people, we should be excited. I wish I personally had that Holy Spirit button that when I shared the truth with people, they received it, including the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the only way out of this mess we're describing. But I can't. I need to realize that's not my job. My job is to be the newspaper boy or newspaper girl. That's what the word gospel mm-hmm. means, good news. I deliver the news. And what people do with it, that's between them and God. But I'm not put off by it. And really, I tell people all the time, if that person, I don't care how many times you tried to share with them, if they're still breathing, witness to them. Don't
yeah.
give up. And I turn it back personal. Aren't you glad that somebody didn't give up on you?
Good point. I'm on the World Economic Forum website. That's weforum.org, where you can find everything we're talking about is hidden in plain view. So they're talking about it. They're bragging about it. They want their one world paradise. They want their globalist empire. They want their antichrist. What they're outlining on the World Economic Forum is people will own nothing. Goods are either free of charge or must be loaned from the state. Number two, the United States will no longer be the leading superpower, but a handful of countries will dominate. 10 nations out of Europe? Maybe. I'm not sure. Number three, organs will not be transplanted, but printed. Meat consumption will be minimized. 5, massive displacement of people will take place with billions of refugees. Number 6, to limit the emission of carbon dioxide, a global price will be set at an exorbitant level. Going on, everyone will be equal. Everyone will be secure from the ravages of competition, risk, chance. Everyone will be happy as they are today in the political template of the Great Reset. And as they say in their own words, private property, a thing of the past, you'll own nothing and be happy. Pastor Billy Crone, sounds like that song Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine There's No Heaven, Imagine There's No Hell, Imagine Life is Heaven on Earth.
You can imagine all you want, but it's the same lie that started this whole mess back in Genesis 3 in the Garden of Eden. Don't listen to God. Don't listen to what he says. Listen to Satan, and you could be your own God. You can build your own utopia. You get to decide what's right and wrong. And that's the underlying lie with these people, is they pitch this whole program to us, Jan, this Great Reset, that, oh, this is going to be the best thing you could ever experience. How could you say no to this? We so care for mankind. We're all going to have a just society, and we're going to have equal wealth, and we're going to have perfect health. We're going to save the planet. We're going to be dancing and skipping around just like that Coca-Cola commercial back in the day. But that's the lie. because really what it is, they're building a system where they get to govern us, or at least those who they decide get to live.
Brandon, you want to weigh in here?
I sure do. All the things that you and Billy have mentioned and we've talked about in the past program, the glue that connects all this together is the third leg of the stool, and it has a religious component to it. They're pushing this, everyone owns everything, no private property. They're saying that this is a good value. They have put a morality, an ethic value on it. And that goes right back to the book of Revelation about the whore of Babylon. Mm-hmm. She's the religious aspect of this system. Make no mistake, there's a massive religious component to all of this. They'll say, well, you just need to be vaccinated just to love your fellow man. So they stick a morality to it. And if you comply with us, then you're being moral according to our system. You should want to redistribute the wealth because that's the only thing that's fair and just. What's happening here is you see the three-legged stool of Babylon, economics, politics, and religion.
I'm just going to play a real quick soundbite. It happens to be Glenn Beck. Need to be careful not to listen to Glenn about anything spiritual because he is a blind Mormon. He has done more research on this great reset than almost anybody I know, at least in the secular world, and he's really nailed it.
I want to show you now how the left and the media plan to pull wool over your eyes in the coming weeks and months. Everything they're going to do has to remain undercover or at least be discredited as some sort of conspiracy theory, because we are on the doorstep of this, but if America wakes up and they stand up against this, there is still time to stop it. But it is close. They'll begin by twisting the entire thing into some whacked out theory akin to, we got fluoride in our water and it's turning the frogs gay. Yeah, well, get ready. You're going to see this spooky word, cabal, a few million times. Oh, and look, here it is. I can show it to you in the New York Times. Oh, and there it is in the Daily Beast and CapEx. Oh, let's check the BBC. Oh, yep, there it is, cabal. Let's stick with the BBC article here for a second because it is a perfect example of what you're going to see as we start exposing what Joe Biden and global elites are planning to do. Check this out. Quote, the baseless, again, conspiracy theory known as the Great Reset, which claims a group of world leaders orchestrated the pandemic to take control of the global economy. Now, that sounds pretty nuts. And it would be if that was anything like what we said. But that's not what we said. We never said the World Economic Forum orchestrated the pandemic. They were waiting for the right thing to happen so they could rush in and save it. We pointed out, in our own words, they were planning on taking advantage of it. They did not create it. All the media has to do is simply go to the World Economic Forum's Great Reset webpage, God forbid, read for yourself. Or have you done that and you know? And you're just lying to the American people. On their website, they clearly spell out how they plan to use COVID to kick off fundamental changes to society and capitalism, aka the Great Reset, which is theirs. I showed you their academic papers that they've already begun to publish. Everything is there in black and white. We know the media obviously doesn't like to research and read, so why don't we just listen? There's the head of the World Economic Forum. His name is Klaus Schwab.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract. In short, we need a great reset.
So I'm going to agree, actually, with the Times. They call us conspiracy theorists for saying this, and I want to agree that it would be a conspiracy if that's what we were saying. But this is no conspiracy, because they're not really hiding it. It's out, fully, open, in the public. Those aren't my words. Those are his words. He's saying those things at the World Economic Forum. They're not trying to hide it. Just politicians and the media. Now, isn't that odd?
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Southern California, Pastor Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net, and from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, getalifemedia.com. He's with Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. Pastor Billy Crone, Do you think that the movers and shakers, the elitists here with the WEF, World Economic Forum, do you think they know they're setting the stage for the Antichrist?
My theory is, Jan, some do, some don't. Some really have bought into the satanic lie that they sold out, and they've sold out humanity. Their little dangling carrot is, yes, this is going to destroy a lot of people. It's going to kill a lot of people. But don't worry, you and your family will be fine. You'll be a part of the ruling elite. So I think they bought into the satanic lie. I do believe when you take a look at the history, and we've exposed this in some of our other studies, of the political structures here in the United States but around the world, is there ties with the occult. And so I do believe that there are people who do know exactly what they're doing, but they've also bought into the lie that they're going to be on top with Satan himself as a hireling for him. Unfortunately, they don't realize who they're dealing with, apparently, because if God were to allow this to go through completely, and he's not, that's why you have the second coming of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. At the end of the seven-year tribulation, he's going to put a stop to all this. But if God were to allow it to go its full course, then Satan, he would turn on these people. So I think it's a combination of both.
Brandon, you want to weigh into that?
I totally agree. It is a combination of both. So there's the group of useful idiots who have been conned by, look, we're going to make you extremely wealthy and powerful, and that's the temptation. But there's another group, and Billy's right. When you study them, they're into Satanism. They're into some very wicked satanic mm-hmm. practices. Many of them are in touch with the demonic realm. Many of them are getting their ideas from the demonic realm, especially in the big tech industry. Many of those guys that are running big tech, they claim that these ideas came from creatures from the future, they called them, and that these creatures gave them information how to do this technology that Billy mentioned the last episode. There is no doubt. They think they're going to co-reign with the Antichrist or Satan, which is a counterfeit to co-reigning with the Messiah. But Billy's totally right. If you read the book of Revelation, they are consumed, and only one man will reign, the Antichrist.
Well, I think they want power. They want wealth. They want the privilege for themselves. They want glory. Some of these guys want worship. Others, as you used the term, Brandon Holthouse, they're useful idiots. Maybe they're in this just for the power, and they have no clue what path they're going down. Where I'm wanting to head to is, what can people do? Last week, we laid out the extensive plans of the World Economic Forum, their Great Reset, everything hiding in plain sight. They talk about it, they brag about it, and we laid out a terrifying scenario in the natural. Again, the Great Reset for the Christian is the rapture of the church. We don't know how much we're actually going to go through in watching the stage setting of all of this. We've already seen plenty of stage setting. I think the election here of 2020 is probably no surprise to anybody. Brandon, we didn't allow, because time ran out, to have you give your take on the vaccine. Pastor Crone gave an incredible summary of things and the changing of the DNA, etc. And then I was going to ask you, what do you plan to tell your congregation? And folks, we're not here to tell you you should take it, you shouldn't take it. We're just sending out some warning signs and some flags. But take a couple of minutes, Brandon.
As people know, I'm not a doctor, and I don't plan to play one. I'm a ministry leader who knows what I've read, and I can present facts and evidence. Because it's a gray area, then that means that the individual Christian has to make that decision on their own based on wisdom, facts, and evidence. What I have told our congregation, and I will tell them continually, is that you better have all your facts about this. Because as Billy has mentioned, there's possible vaccinations that mess with your DNA. Some of these vaccinations have aborted fetal tissue. The reactions that people are getting now from taking the vaccination are pretty alarming. Like in the UK, they're having to have resuscitation facilities for people's reactions to being jabbed by this needle. Some people pass out, they have an allergic reaction, and then we see other people, even healthcare workers, having major reactions from this. We have people getting the actual coronavirus from it. We see people having Bell's palsy. We're actually seeing people die from it. It shows us they haven't tested this thoroughly. There's a lot of weird things like aborted fetal tissue, DNA recombinants in some of these. I would just present that and say, folks, you have to make that decision on your own based on those facts, because I can't give medical advice.
Right. I'm not wanting to do that either, but I did cite the headline last week. I'm going to do it again for those who are new this week. headline out of a couple of Israeli newspapers, Arutz Sheva and Israel National News, government won't force you to take the vaccine. Amazon will, airlines will, banks will. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the vaccine. I'm going to read that line again. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the vaccine. That is apocalyptic language, Billy Crone.
Yeah, it is. As we mentioned last time, unfortunately, a lot of people who even, quote, go to church services, which, by the way, doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a hen house makes you a chicken. You got to be born again. But a lot of people don't even know. You know why? Because there's not only a censorship going on in the media, as we've seen in the last election cycle, and the tech moguls, but in the church. People are not being taught the truth. And you and I, Jen, and Pastor Brandon, we're like, who hasn't heard of the mark of the beast? Who hasn't heard that classic phrase, buying and selling, and realize that that's a classic sign that you're headed towards the seven-year tribulation? Dare I say, you got statistics where 65% of people in so-called church services don't even believe in a literal Satan. You got over 50% don't even believe in the authority and the inerrancy of the Scripture, let alone aren't even being taught the Scripture. They're being left in the dark. You mentioned about what should the church do. I think we need to pay attention to what Jesus said in Matthew 24. The first thing out of his mouth, before he ever said, here's a sign, it's getting close, wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, famine, and all that kind of stuff, he said, watch out that no one deceives you. Mm-hmm. What's going on right now with this COVID thing? What's going on right now with what went on with the election? What's going on right now with the real goals of the Great Reset? What's going on? It's massive deception. And that's what Jesus said. You better watch out. So how do you watch out? You get equipped with the truth.
That's where we're going here, second half of my hour, which I need to take my midpoint break, and that's right where I want to pick up when we get back, and that is, how do we prepare? How do we fight back? We've got people who are the movers and shakers here think they're dreaming up utopia, absolute nirvana for society. They have no idea. They're setting up Antichrist's kingdom. Obviously, the church is going to vacate here one of these days. We don't know how much we're going to see of all this. Maybe we'll see some of it, stage setting. So when I come back, we'll try to equip you to cope with our times. Coming back in just a couple of minutes.
We love friendly feedback. Write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. You get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In this age of uncertainty, false teaching, and fake news, we are so thankful you trust Understanding the Times Radio and Olive Tree Ministries. We are pleased to be carrying Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book, We Will Not Be Silenced, Responding Courageously to Our Culture's Assault on Christianity. You are probably weary of seeing our country being destroyed right before our eyes. Is there anything we can do? Erwin Lutzer offers an explanation and some ways to fight back. He notes that behind the destructive behavior in America is a Marxist agenda. Mobs are trying to not just tear down monuments, they are trying to destroy the very foundation upon which our nation was founded. All that is happening is carefully scripted. Find this book in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call our office Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. It will also be offered in our e- and print newsletters. Sign up online. Once we have wrapped our minds around the truths presented, we must not be silent.
What's the one book on the planet that he desperately wants people to stay away from? The Bible, and specifically Bible prophecy. Now, why? Because Bible prophecy spells out in minute detail, not generalities, minute detail, exactly what to look for when you're getting close to this Antichrist kingdom.
In light of the information shared these last 2 weeks, how do we then live? Do we fight back? We are engaged in intense spiritual warfare today. Will the Western Church experience persecution before the tribulation? The Bible says a one-world system will arrive eventually, and it may be on the horizon. Here are Jan Markell, Pastor Brandon Holdhouse, and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up our two-part series on the Great Reset.
This is happening. Shareholder capitalism, national socialism, Chinese capitalism, whatever you want to call it, it's on a global scale, and it's what they're after. This entire article written by the World Economic Forum back in 2016, quote, "Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city." Remember, individuals will not exist. It's only the collective. It goes on. "I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes." Yeah, there will be no private property, they hope, they say, by 2030. Is that you, Karl Marx? The media is calling us crazy for being concerned about this. Now, this might work in some countries where you've never had private property, but we are a country that is based on individuals, individual freedom, and the entrepreneurial spirit of, I want to build something myself.
And welcome back. I've spent 2 weeks talking about the World Economic Forum and the Great Global Reset, and how this is setting the stage for the Antichrist. At some point in time, the church is going to vacate before the tribulation, but I really believe the World Economic Forum is setting the stage for the tribulation and the Great Tribulation. If you write to us or email, would you tell us how you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio, listening electronically or listening on one of our 900 radio stations, on our website at hischannel.com, on YouTube, perhaps. We have a very visual form of our program. You can see all the clips we've played. We play them on our YouTube version, which is also posted to our website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. And let me quickly say, we also carry three products from Pastor Billy Crone, and they're DVD sets, Tribulation Rising, The Jewish People and the Antichrist, which is, I believe, a 10-DVD, 20-lesson DVD set. A second one is Hybrid Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. Again, that's 20 teaching, 10 DVD set. And Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, Modern Technology. And I believe that is about 16 DVD teachings in the set. Find them in my store, olivetreeviews.org, views as in viewpoint. Gentlemen, again, thank you for giving up 2 weeks here on this rather cutting-edge topic. I want to go just a little bit different direction for the balance of the time. Brandon Holthouse, I did appreciate a number of your prophecy updates, and folks, access these gentlemen's presentations online, either their website, getalifemedia.com, rockharborchurch.net. A lot of things are on YouTube, still hoping that that's going to continue to be a platform. Brandon Holthouse, you have said, and I'm just so in agreement with you here, that serious persecution is coming, and that's to the church. And we've seen that in 2020. We've seen the church be attacked just for trying to meet and hold services. You feel that the churches will sell out. Explain what you mean.
We've seen several types of persecution. We've seen soft persecution with name-calling, medical denier, science denier, all that. That's soft persecution, being called names, shaming. But this last year, we saw legal persecution, where governors and mayors thought they had the power to shut down the churches, and the churches complied. And that's what was the most shocking, is that the majority of churches complied with what they were being told. When you see that, and then the evidence came out that this wasn't this big of a pandemic, as they called it, then churches were obligated to go back. Some did, but the majority didn't. Why is that? Because for churches not to go back, they were in violation of Hebrews 10:25. They also didn't understand Romans 13. They just caved into it. So it showed that the church is willing to give up the fight and surrender to being told what to do from other authorities. So it shows me they weren't paying attention to God's authority, but rather to man's authority. And that was very disappointing. And I don't think, even going forward, that's going to change. Unfortunately, decade after decade of this watered-down version of Christianity, at least sold in America, has done nothing to grow the church. The church is a mile wide and an inch deep and cannot fight a spiritual war where lies are coming out. Because If you don't know the truth, you can't stand against the lie. And that's what this showed this last year.
Pastor Crone, Brandon Holthouse has brought out something in one of his messages that you and I obviously so agree with. Unless one understands the Bible prophecy outlined in the Bible, nothing will make sense. And only one theology really teaches that properly. That would be known as dispensationalism. I have often said, if you're looking for a new church, go to a website. And if they don't have one, then go to the pastor and say, do you believe in a literal tribulation, a literal antichrist, Israel's end time role? Are you not replacement theology? You're not replacing Israel with the church. Are you interpreting passages such as Revelation literally? I believe you're on board with us that if not, then you're going to be picked off in this scheme.
You're going to be picked off, Jen. You're absolutely right. You're going to be unequipped for the days that lie ahead, Lord willing, and you're going to be deceived, which again, that's what Jesus warned about in the last days. The time leading up to, including in the seven-year tribulation, the first thing he says out of his mouth, watch out that no one deceives you. It's going to be an absolute time of deceit on a global basis that you can't believe, and that's what's happening. So what do? You counter that with the scripture. When it comes to Bible prophecy, think about it, if you will, from Satan's point of view, the Antichrist point of view. What is the one book on the planet, if you're about that close to pulling out the Antichrist kingdom, which basically we're describing in this Great Reset?
Yes.
So logically, what's the one book on the planet that he desperately wants people to stay away from? The Bible, and specifically Bible prophecy. Now, why? Because Bible prophecy spells out in minute detail, not generalities, minute detail, exactly what to look for when you're getting close to this Antichrist kingdom. We've been talking about the Great Reset, the global economy, the cashless system, the one world economy, one world government. Let me give you one other specific. The one world economy, the scripture also gives a specific sign to look out for, and that's called the Ten Horn Kingdom. This is in Revelation 17. So it says not only is our world going to be split up into this global government and global economy, but it's going to have 10 chunks to it. And it's very clear. And Jan, even that has already been put into play, and most people don't even realize it. They already have a universal World Bank. They got a universal lending institution that's called the International Monetary Fund. They got a universal money exchanger that's called SWIFT. They have a universal strong arm to punish people who don't go along with them. That's called the World Trade Organization. For years, they've been putting forth these global treaties that tie together all the economies. That started back in 1944 with the GATT Treaty, then came NAFTA, and then all these other ones, even the latest with the TPP that Trump balked at and they got mad at. But all that is splitting the planet up into 10 chunks, exactly like God said. You see that back with the Economic Club of Rome back in the late 60s. They split up the planet into 10 chunks. The European Union, you go back to their website, they got the planet split up in 10 chunks. And I came across this one, and I checked it out today just to make sure. Of course, they scrubbed it from the website, but I was able to resurrect it from the web archive system. Sure enough, back in March 11, 2009, and I'm just going to read this, Jen. Tell me this doesn't put your hair up on the back of your neck. They admitted back then that they already had gotten to the point, quote, a global research program facilitated and coordinated through a convening group of 10 persons based in 10 world regions was established last year, that was 2008, with core funding from the Ford Foundation. This is on the UN's website, and they admit that it's for conceptualizing global democracy, global policymaking, global redistribution, etc. The legwork for even that is already in place, and the Bible says at one point, Revelation 17, this ten-horned economic kingdom is going to hand their power over to the Antichrist. The reason why I bring that up, Jen, is this not only reiterates to us as Christians that God saw this coming, and if he saw it coming and foretold us, then don't you think he's got a plan for us, those who belong to him? It reiterates the authority of the scripture and should comfort us that God's not going to leave us hanging high and dry. He knew this was coming, and he's got a plan. He's the one that's in control. He's the one who's on the throne. He hasn't dried up. He's always on the throne. If you will, take a chill pill, realize that God's in control. But here's the other aspect. When you also know Bible prophecy, it not only should comfort the Christian, knowing that God's in control and he's got a good plan for his children, but it's a fantastic way to share the gospel with the lost.
Yes.
Because you can demonstrate to them, listen, this is not by chance. This great reset, this global cabal, this was prophesied 2,000 years ago. And they're going like, whoa, I had no idea. So it's a privilege for us to get equipped, not just for our own benefit, but it's a segue to hopefully bring as many people as we can out of this mess at the rapture before the hammer comes down.
Brandon, theologies to avoid. In other words, they're not going to tell you the truth if you're going to go to a church, let's say, amillennial. And you speak about this very blatantly, and I appreciate it. Talk to us about it.
I think the problem that we're seeing with the churches, and obviously Billy's making the point that prophecy is not being taught, there's a reason behind it. There's a theology behind it that came out of the Reformation that derives itself from Catholicism. And unfortunately, this replacement theology, this reformed covenantal theology, has no eschatology. They'll be all millennial, they will be post-millennial, but they spiritualize the book of Revelation, basically, is what's happening. So only dispensational pastors or churches truly understand what prophecy is talking about, which are growing few in number. The overwhelming majority of churches here in America are reformed, and therefore, there is no eschatology being taught. So these people and these churches are totally spiritually blinded to the reality that's happening around them. My admonition is, we're in the last days. You don't need to be spending any more time in a church that refuses to teach prophecy. They're going to be held accountable for that. They're hirelings many times, and they don't want people to know prophecy. So find a good church that teaches dispensational truth, takes the Bible literally, and takes prophecy literally. Otherwise, you will make yourself set up to be deceived if you don't know prophecy.
The other error out there, of course, is the Kingdom Now Dominionism theology of the New Apostolic Reformation, or not just NAR. Many Pentecostal and Charismatic churches, not all. I talked to some who are teaching the book of Revelation and Daniel, etc., wonderfully. Many of these Kingdom Now Dominion NAR churches would tell you that the church is going to make the world perfect, and only then can Jesus Christ return. The things we're talking about, I'm sure, sound like science fiction or from aliens in outer space. I've dreamed up some of the talking points we've had for the last 2 weeks. And by the way, we have talked about this topic now for 2 weekends. You can access last week's program on the website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or on our YouTube channel. I think those are all good points, gentlemen. We're not doing ourselves any favors if we're sitting in a church. Maybe we've been there 30 years, but suddenly we've got this amillennialism or this Kingdom Now or postmillennialism or the reform angle that is absolutely compromising and marginalizing everything we're talking about. And it's so important we understand this.
Jan, you're absolutely right. And what do we do in the meantime as Christians? To dovetail a little bit off of what Pastor Brandon talked about, I don't know how else to put it, but it's time for the church to get a backbone, a spiritual backbone, and stop supporting apostate churches. Pastor Brandon, I'm sure you encounter this a lot. You are faithful as a shepherd. You're teaching God's truth, certainly all of it, including prophecy. You have visitors that come, even in your area. And what do they invariably say? Oh, Pastor, this was so fantastic. How refreshing this is. My pastor, my church never talks about this stuff. It was so good to hear this, and I just wish we had it at our church. I don't know about you, but the spirit of bluntness, if you will, is coming on me when I keep hearing these statements, and I just tell them straight up. I says, can I tell you something? You're a part of the problem. And they look at me like, whoa, because here's what's going on. You realize how and why these apostate churches are continuing to thrive, not just exist? It's because of people like you. You're choosing convenience Christianity over scriptural Christianity. And the fact that you continue to go there, even though you just verbalized to me that they're a part of the problem, the apostasy, but the fact that you say, well, I'm going there because it's close to my house. I don't want to drive 25 minutes. Excuse me? Jesus went all the way to Calvary for you and I, died a horrible death on the cross, was bruised and beaten and spit upon, and you can't drive 25 minutes? Excuse me? And the fact that you continue to give that apostate church, out of convenience, your time, treasure, talents, and tongue, you are supporting that agenda, and you're going to have to stand accountable to God. It's high time that the church wakes up, starts getting serious. How much do we have to be held over the precipice before we Bible-believing Christians will wake up and listen? Don't just run from these churches. Stop supporting them. And here it is, start supporting the churches that do have faithful shepherds so that they can get the truth out more.
Well said.
I would echo that because it's the same thing I've heard for several years now, Billy. The excuses are ad infinitum. Well, my friends are back there. I go to a Bible study there. We know the church is not teaching it, but my friends are there. Hey, man, you're not going to be able to have that excuse when you stand before the Lord. And this is what a lot of Christians don't understand, that they can make these excuses, and they think they're going to bring it before the Lord. They have another thing coming, because you're absolutely right, Billy. How do you give money to a church that hasn't taught prophecy in 30 years? Mm-hmm. What is the problem with that? So it goes into this Laodicean mindset that we're starting to see with even believers. They're just indifferent to this. The greatest things in prophecy are happening, and they're just laissez-faire with it.
Yes, we're in the most significant time in the history of humanity when it comes to the topics that we're talking about from the eschatological or prophetic perspective, the most significant time in all of human history with the least amount of interest or the most distorted theology, referring here to some of the kingdom now, the amillennialism replacement theology. Folks, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line Pastor Brandon Holthaus. Learn more about the Rock Harbor Church at rockharborchurch.net. Catch his prophecy updates online. Same with Pastor Billy Crone, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. We carry a number of Pastor Crone's products, DVD sets of 16 to 20 teachings in one set of DVDs. Check those out at my website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to my store. Gentlemen, there are a lot of people who are, in a sense, justifiably grieving over what's happening. We seem to be losing the country. Now, that sounds terribly dismal, but I don't know how else to perceive it. But it's predicted because the one world system has to happen. America has to decline. But I think that people who are watching this process play out are heartbroken, because we're losing so many things that were so sacred to us. And we don't know how much the church is going to go through. We know we don't go through the tribulation. Billy Crone, that doesn't mean that we don't go through some intense times of trial and that we are not going to look at things such as the implosion of America, which may be happening. We don't know that. It would appear a new administration is going to come in and they're not going to have the love of country.
You're right, Jan, but I will say this. Yes, it's grievous to see what's taking place, but on the other hand, we need to realize that we're not saved for this current world. We're saved for the one to come. And as Christians, we need to do a couple different things that I personally do, dealing with this myself and with my own family and church, and that is, number one, getting apathetic about the situation and or, dare I say, going AWOL is never the scriptural option for the Christian. We need to go down swinging in one hand with the Bible in the other, so to speak. You can never, ever give up. Until our last breath, we need to be about the Father's business, number one. Number two, while we still have freedom, we'll see how long it lasts, we need to speak up. And as Pastor Brandon rightly mentioned, the Bible tells us that as Christians, again, we need to get a backbone. And we need to realize that our freedoms are being ripped off. And if we don't speak up and if we don't get motivated, it's just going to come that much faster. Hebrews 10, Pastor Brandon had quoted, don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. It says, as some are in the habit of doing. In the Greek there, in the habit of doing, it literally means as prescribed by law. And I looked this up right after the COVID thing happened, and they were telling us to shut our doors as the church. It says there, as prescribed by law. In every occurrence in the New Testament, it speaks of Jewish religious law or Roman civil law. So God says, and the context there is, as you see the day approaching, Christ's return, the last thing you want to do is stop meeting together. Why are people so apathetic? Because we've been duped. As Pastor Brandon said, a misapplication of Romans 13. God tells us, not just the First Amendment guarantees in our country, that we have the right of not just the establishment of religion and press, but also the right to assemble. But more importantly, God says, you need to continue to assemble. Why? Because we need each other. You need to be a part of a church that will stand for biblical truths and what freedoms we have left in this country. Because again, silence and apathy are going AWOL will make it come just that much faster. And number two, you need to trust God. I know that sounds basic, but again, he's not on the throne. He's not on the backside of Pluto wondering what's going on planet Earth, right? Psalm chapter 2 says he's watching all this New World Order baloney going on, and he's laughing in heaven like you're going to overthrow God. So relax. And Jesus said, Matthew 6, don't worry about your life. Right? You just seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, he'll take care of you. Philippians 4, Paul says, don't be anxious about anything, including this. You just pray. In fact, I'll never forget the first time I busted into those two texts, Jan, and the Greek word there for worry in Matthew 6 is the exact same Greek word for Philippians 4, anxious. It's merimnao, and it means consumed with self. Think about it. When do we start to worry? When do we start to get anxious, even as Christians? We get consumed with self. But God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. And we need to be informed about the Great Reset. We need to be informed about these events. But those events should motivate us, not worry us or make us anxious. We're consumed with Jesus Christ, that he's the winner. We're not the losers in this equation.
Amen.
And we need to look forward to, listen, Jim, this world is going to be wrapped up, but this isn't the world that Christ has saved us for. When we get raptured, then we're going to heaven. While the earth is going 7 years of God's wrath on this planet, we're in heaven. We come back with Jesus, and we get to be a part of the millennial kingdom for 1,000 years. The planet will be renovated to Garden of Eden-like conditions. We'll even have peace with nature.
Yes,
it's
amen.
It's going to be awesome. As the scripture says, during this time, yes, be informed. Don't put your head in the sand. Get equipped with the truth so you're not deceived. But balance it out. You need to keep your mind on things above, not on this earth. This earth will drag you down. And we need to get back to the scripture, understand what's coming, but renew your mind with the scripture that constantly tells us, fear not, be of good courage. We're not the losers, we're the winners. Jesus Christ is coming back for his bride. And all these signs that we're talking about is an indicator. We don't know the day nor the hour, but boy, it's getting close. And last time I checked, that's best case scenario.
Brandon Holthaus, I'm running low on time. I certainly want to allow you time to weigh in here.
I would say this, that the first thing that Christians need to do now is accept the reality that America is dying, that the world is dying. And the faster you get to that reality, the easier it is to accept. If you fight that, you will go into protest mode, anger, depression, whatever it is, and it will prevent you from letting it go. Jesus said this in Luke 9:24, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It's not talking about salvation, it's talking about discipleship. People are having a hard time because they're holding on to this world too tight. And the harder you hold on, the harder it is to let it go and go to the abundant life. And in this abundant life is where we do our tasks. We're still salt and light no matter if the world is decaying, but our job is to delay the decay. And we are to be about our Father's business, as Billy mentioned. The other thing I would also understand as a Christian is to realize that self-preservation of my own life will cost me in being fearful. It'll cost me in complying with what they tell me to do. But if I'm willing to lose my life, I can stand in the face of this no matter what they say. We have to know the Bible right now better than ever. And I'm not talking about just a cursory understanding. We have to know the context. We have to know how it applies, because this last year proved that the majority of Christians don't even understand Romans 13. They allowed their pastors to shut them down, and they just accepted it. They accepted violating Hebrews 10:25. And think about this for several decades that's been happening. Christians don't even know what the Great Commission is, nor do they know what the gospel is, because the majority of churches are practicing the social gospel. Something as basic as the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, most Christians don't even know that. So now is not the time to go ignorant on this. You have to really dig in, and at least go to a church that's teaching it correctly, because you won't survive when false information is given out. You won't be able to stand. And that's my admonition to people who are listening.
Again, folks, the Great Reset for the Christian is the rapture of the church. We spent 2 weeks looking at the Great Reset of the World Economic Forum, and it's very evil, probably even more evil than the goals and tactics of the United Nations. This Klaus Schwab outfit, you can look them up online, weforum.org, and see what they're all about. We've talked about it now for 2 weekends. About the incredible skullduggery that they've got planned. And again, it's hiding in plain sight. They're talking about it openly. They're boasting about it. They're planning the grand entrance of the Antichrist. The church will be gone at that point in time. We're trying to end here on a little more practical and positive note. Let me just quickly add, Brandon, are churches in your area of Bakersfield open or closed?
The majority are closed. Some churches are having outside services, but the majority are closed.
Billy Crone, in your neck of the woods, are they open or closed?
Same thing, Jan. Unfortunately, we have a combination of both. Of course, we're open, but a lot of churches aren't. But again, on a positive note, I think it's been going on for so long that we are now having Christians come to us, not just online, but even locally here in Vegas, because they're sick and tired. I'll just share this real quick. I had one Christian, and this is between this gentleman and God. But she said, my last straw with my previous church before I started coming over here, Pastor Billy, was I just happened to be driving by on a Sunday, and I saw my pastor out in his backyard lounge around by the pool when he should have been in the pulpit. And she said this, they're not fighting for us. And so I think the church is starting to wake up to realize that, hey, this is the time to get motivated, get back to the scripture, and get back to supporting those churches and faithful shepherds like Pastor Brandon and others who will teach the truth. And that's what we need right now more than ever.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for giving up time and joining me for two weekends here on Understanding the Times Radio. Pastor Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net. Pastor Billy Crone, getalifemedia.com. The calm before the storm comes to my mind, and I believe that maybe we're there now in the relative calm before a great storm sweeps across the planet. God's judgment on the Christ-rejecting world is ever so close at hand, and I think that's the point we've made here for 2 weeks. We are at a tipping point. Just look around you and connect the prophetic dots if you can. We see evidences of a world set to explode everywhere we look. We also see evidence that the King of Kings is going to return any minute. The imminent return of Jesus Christ, it's on the horizon. You need to be ready for this. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved even today. I want to thank you for listening, folks, for 2 weeks. We'll talk to you again next week.
In this new year, write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. You get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Prayer support is just as essential to us as is financial support. If today's headlines overwhelm you, see them through the lens of the Bible and know that everything is falling into place.